Kayla to come up and share her story for 10 to 15 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, guys. My name is Kayla, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 24th of 2021. I definitely qualify to be here. I am a child of two toxic people, divorced couple, who I used to blame for the way I lived. My mother was an addict, and my father was just an angry asshole. Since I can remember, my memories have not been happy ones. In my childhood, there was sexual abuse at a young age. There was seeing my mother be abused by her partners, who were also alcoholics and drug addicts. And at 15, when I had my first drink, that was it. I definitely didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. It burned. But it was the effect that it gave me that I enjoyed. And I continued on for 15 more years. And it was a hell of a ride. June 23rd of 2021, I was arrested for battery. It was not the first time I was arrested. But it was the worst. I got very physical. I let my anger get the best of me. I've never been able to handle my emotions or express my emotions constructively. Never been able to communicate. That being said, I took a blowtorch to a guy and destroyed our apartment. And that landed me in jail, where I spent 2 days. And waking up there, religion and a God in my childhood was forced upon me. My family were Southern Baptists. My stepfather was a preacher for the Southern Baptist. And so I hated God, from 7 years old, I pretty much hated him. But waking up in jail, I just surrendered. I cried and I prayed wholeheartedly to a thing I had no idea about. Because I couldn't continue to live the way I was living. They say we lose things, but I would have gave everything up for drugs and alcohol. I would have gave my son up. And I love him dearly and unconditionally, but that love that I had for him or have for him couldn't stop me from drinking or drugging or anything. So I don't know why. I woke up in jail, and for some reason, I was just like, I can't continue this. So God, either kill me now or help me, because I can't do it. And June 26 was my first AA meeting at Old School Group, and I have not left. And, I dove right into the program. I found me a sponsor. I worked the steps. I've helped other girls. And it's because of these steps in this program and my higher power that I am the person that I am today. Today I have a purpose. I am loved. I love myself today. Step two, coming to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. It was a little tough at first. But with the people in the rooms at the beginning, they were like my God in skin formed. They were nice, No one was ever nice to me, I thought, or maybe I was just the asshole that didn't like people. But my sponsor said, it's not religious, it's spirituality. And spirituality is for people that have been to hell and don't want to go back. So that really helped me. And through my journey, I have learned more and more, it's the constant contact with God, the constant seeking. It says that God could and would if he were sought. I have to be actively seeking him. Through sobriety, I have had issues and troubles, just life on life's term with people, coworkers, really. That's what really gets me these days. But it's not so bad because I can stop and pause and just pray. And it's like, in a split second, everything is different. My thinking is different. I'm not wanting to violently hurt these people. You know, it's, I heard somebody say, we're all children of God, and I need to look as to everybody as a child of God. And it helps. It really does. And every day, made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understand Him. It's a daily thing. Like, every day I wake up an untreated alcoholic. My eyes don't even have to be open, but as soon as my alarm goes off, the bullshit in my head starts. And if I don't, right then and there, turn my will and my life over, it's not going to be a good fucking day, excuse my language, but it's bad. And it's either I choose to sit in it, or I choose to find the solution. And it's the solution that I choose, because I'm not happy. I'm not of use to myself or to anybody else when I'm in it. You know, and then the made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. That was one of the hardest steps. It's the action step, the first one, really. And it was tough having to look at all the things that I've done, the wreckage of my past. But in order to have forgiveness, I have to be able to give forgiveness. And one of the biggest things is the sexual abuse. I come to realize that that person also still is a sick and suffering alcoholic. Doesn't excuse what was done. But I also had to accept and realize that in order for anything to happen, my family would have to accept that, acknowledge it, and do something about it. And my mother's whole side of the family are alcoholics. But in my heart, I forgive, and I had to do that so I could be okay, so I could grow, excuse me, and live a happy life. It's the resentments, they say, that will take us out, and I fully believe that. Step 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And step 7, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. That is also a daily thing that I do. When I do my 10-step inventory at night, you know, I'm not perfect. I can still be selfish, manipulative, and just mean. And that's not who I want to be. But I do today recognize that, and I own up to it. And I'm able to talk to my God. And just ask for forgiveness. You know, because every day I strive to be better than what I was yesterday. To be of use not only to my son, but to other people in the program. And 9, to make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. There's a lot of people that I didn't want to make amends to, but it had to be done. excuse me, one of them being my father. Him and I both together in a room, it's just turmoil. But it is one of the best amends that I was able to do. You know, and when I made the amends and I asked if there was anything that I could do to right the wrong, he said, just call and show up. And he's like, I'm not going to change. He's like, I'm old, I'm stubborn, and that's how I am. And I had to accept that because it's not my father's job to change. It's my job to change my perception on everything. And when I did that, our relationship has gotten a whole lot better. I actually go see him and call him. And it's good. I don't I'm not itching for a drink when I'm over there, or like, I gotta get out. And another one is my son's father. We split in 2016, and since 2017, we were not able to do drop-off or pickups together. We'd go with at his mother's, and today, because my perception has changed, and because of God, him and I are able to be friends today. We're able to do family things with our child, and I'm able to talk to him just as a friend, and it's not, I never thought it would happen. It's not something that I did want to happen, you know. I hated him, but it's, I'm glad. There's a lot of gifts that this program has given me with the help of God. And I heard on a Sober Speak podcast, I forget the speaker's name, but these promises will come true in your life precisely in the order that is necessary. And if there's one thing that I've learned, it is, it's God's time. It's not my time, because I'm an impatient person and I need things done now. And it's not how it works. And by giving time some time, I've been able to accept a lot of things and have a lot of peace in my life. Which is great, because I never had peace. I was chaotic, you know, I was destructive. And today I'm completely different from the person that I was 11 months ago. How much time do I have left? 3? Okay. And then the 12th step, I'm sorry, 11th, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him. This is something that I have learned to do, I would say, since 6 months. At 3 months, I had a bad struggle in sobriety. That's when I jumped off my pink cloud. It's when life on life terms happened. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. Obviously, it was to seek God, but I didn't know that at the time. And then at 6 months, I got really disconnected with God for about a week. And it was the worst week I had in my sobriety. But since then, I've learned to seek God more and more, and I stay in the problem less and less. Today, I'm able to seek God all throughout the day. But I cannot seek him when things are going bad. I have to be grateful. Like when Athena called and asked me to do this, I was thinking while she was talking of all the excuses I could give to not flipping be here. But at the end, I'm grateful that she asked me, and I'm grateful that I'm here doing this. Speaking in front of people is not my thing, but here I am, and it's not as bad as I thought it would be, because it's not about me today. It's about helping others and doing God's work, which brings me to step 12. It's working with others. And I do enjoy working with others. I've had a few sponsees. I've gotten one up to step 4. But when the work happens, people typically want to leave. And that's okay. I've stayed sober the entire time. And I love my God, I love AA, and I love all you people in this room. So that's all.